This Week in Hearthstone is a fan-made news podcast created by Ryan Kubo. All articles are publicly available news articles, and all news articles are credited in the podcast audio as well as in the show notes. No profit is made off of this show, and was purely created to give personal opinions and insight into the game of Hearthstone. Hey guys, what's up? How's it going? Ryan here, back with another episode of This Week in Hearthstone. This is episode number 48. Before we get started, I just want to remind you guys to follow us on Spotify and iTunes or YouTube if you're not doing so already. Also, check us out daily at twitch.tv/RyanKubo if you want to watch some live gameplay of Hearthstone and other games or watch the live recording of this podcast. Before we really jump in, though, I do want to apologize that this podcast is a couple of days late. Just a really busy week for me over here in recording land, so I wasn't able to sit down and record this podcast on the normal Wednesday, so we do apologize that this is coming out a couple of days later, but I hope that you understand. We are still back. We're still here for another week. We have a handful of things coming up on our way, and some good news to go with that as well. So it'll be pretty interesting. So let's just jump right into it. So first of all, as always, we go through what the Tavern Brawl is for the week. This one is called the Burned Down, which is, a better event or whatever. But we've had this before. It's kind of interesting, but you take control of a random deck. If you lose, you'll get a copy of your opponent's deck. So then you just automatically copy your opponent's deck. Your opponent gets to keep their deck, I guess, or get another random deck. And then you're forced to use that next deck for your next round. There's some pretty random decks in here or whatever. Nothing like really too crazy to talk about in here. You get rewarded a classic pack or whatever. It's pretty fun. Unfortunately, you're not able to like choose a class or anything like that, so it's going to be a little bit harder for you guys to complete your quest and stuff. Overall, though, the Burn Down, pretty fun. Played it on stream for a bit, and something to check out. Next up is something that we talked about very, very briefly on the last episode, but that has now become more apparent and real and stuff. And so we got some more details about that. But the Spirit of Competition anniversary event is upon us. This is the celebration for Hearthstone being around for 6 years, which is pretty crazy to think about. There's a couple of things that we need to know about all this stuff, and you'll get some really good stuff from doing this. So keep in mind that just from logging in during this event, you will get 6 packs. You will get 2 Rise of Shadows, 2 Savers of Uldum, and 2 Descent of Dragons, as well as a special Year of the Dragon card back. Remember that you need to log in sometime between March 4th at 10 a.m. to March 17th at 10 a.m. So you have a couple of weeks to be able to do this and to get this done or whatever. As the recording of this podcast, you'll have about a couple weeks, so hopefully we will remind you of these events coming shortly. So remember that as well. You'll also get a 3rd daily quest. If you guys haven't logged in Hearthstone for some reason, you don't know this, but you should be able to know this at this point in time. But make sure that you finish at least 1 daily quest, because if you have 3, then this daily quest has already overridden, unfortunately, your dailies. But March 4th at 10 a.m., play 2 games in any mode, earn a Descent of Dragons card back. Then March 5th, you should have gotten play 20 cards to earn a Rise of Shadows and Saver of Uldum's card back. And today, the day of recording this podcast, March 6th, if you take 30 turns in any mode, Rise of Shadow and Saver of Uldum's card pack. So that's 2, 4, 5 plus the 6, 11 packs basically for free, at least for this week, whatever. Lastly, they did say that they are bringing back an updated version of the Hall of Champions. This is play the winning decks from World Champions Past in their original pre-balanced update. They are going to be adding Casper or Hunter Aces as well as Lions decks to this as well. So that's all of the information that we have about that Spirit of Competitions event, but make sure to log in at least to get those packs and stuff done so you can get some free stuff. I didn't get anything good of mine, but hopefully your luck is better than mine. Next up, and this is kind of unannounced, but there is a new wild bundle in the store. This kind of just popped up. I think we've been seeing this a lot lately, and I think we will be continuing to see this for a while, but we will be seeing Hearthstone trying to monetize the game in certain ways by just adding random incentives and microtransactions in the game, whether that be pack bundles, whether that be Sylvanas the new hunter hero, etc., where there just are Khadgar, even where they're just adding random monetization features within Hearthstone. I think this is good. I don't think this is necessarily a bad thing because these are things you don't have to get. I've played other card games as well, like Magic the Gathering Arena, and they have a tons of customization and bundles and packs and cosmetics and all that stuff. So I think we're going to see that, especially with the new revamped store that Hearthstone has now. I think that we're going to see that a lot of that happen over the next couple of years. Either way, though, there is a wild bundle that is a total of 24 packs, and the bundle will cost you $14.99. You can buy this in either the store, the Blizzard Online one, or in mobile, so keep that in mind. Remember, if you buy on mobile, though, it is going to cost a little bit more expensive because they overcharge to take into the fact that Apple and Google take a cut of that. So remember to go buy this like on a desktop if you can, or on the online store or whatever. So keep that in mind. But yeah, what does this wild bundle get you? It gets you a lot of packs. 3 classic packs, 3 Goblin vs. Gnomes, 3 Grand Tournament, 3 Whispers of Old Gods, 3 Mean Streets of Kazakhstan, 3 Journey to Un'Goro, 3 Knights of Frozen Stone, 3 Kobolds, Kobolds and Catacombs. Kind of interesting. Some people are making some rumors up. I don't think it's very true, but they are saying that, hey, you notice how classics in here? Maybe classics were rotating out, but I don't think that's the case. I think what you're seeing is just classic is always in wild, so they decided to add that in as well. So, pretty good deal for 24 packs for $15 is a pretty good deal or whatever, but I most likely will not be opening it. I don't need a reason to open it, and I don't need a reason to spend more money at this moment as I'm saving up for the next expansion, etc. Lastly, there is, or I guess second to last article. There is a patch that has come out. It has been out for about 24 hours right now, but 16.4.1 was a patch that came out yesterday on March 5th that included a lot of Battleground updates, but also some bug fixes as well. It fixed an Android bug that made it so that you were stuck into an endless loop on mobile. But they're finally removing Tyrion Fordring from the hero pool of Battlegrounds. If you guys don't know what Tyrion is, it is a very strong hero that basically says, all non-class minions give +1/+1 and cost 1 gold. So people would just pick up Righteous Protectors and stuff and just play and just keep spamming the hero power over and over and over and over again and then just build their way up to a pretty strong board. But he is removed from the hero pool as they decide to tweak him or maybe just rotate him out for the time being. He is being replaced with Queen Wag Toggle, which has been in the game as well for a little bit. Let's see if we can get this information up really quick. Queen Wag Toggle's hero power is give a random friendly mech, demon, murloc, and beast +2 attack. I'm not 100% sure if this has been updated. I'm assuming it has. It has been updated for dragons or whatever as well, to where it says, also give it like a random dragon +2. So that has been added. They fixed an issue causing refresh and just a bunch of other little bug fixes as well. They also mentioned that in this post, which is kind of going to segue into our next post, but they kind of announced that there will be no major announcements for Hearthstone until mid-March about what the plan is for probably everything. Remember that we are in that season, guys. If you're new to Hearthstone or need a refresher, we are in that season where the Year of the Dragon is ending and a new year is upon us. Now, the leaks have shown an icon of what looks like a phoenix, so it looks like we might be in like a year of a phoenix. Some people are saying it's a fox, whatever. But when a rotation happens, 3 sets will rotate out to wild only. A new set will be released, and usually during this time, big changes happen. This is usually when Hall of Fame happens, where basic and classic cards are nerfed, either nerfed or removed in general for balance issues, etc., etc. Or they'll announce like new things, like new heroes, new skins, new adjustments to the game, stuff like that. Last year, I think we got the announcement that adventures would have more content in them. We had announcements that Arena was going to be rotating more often, stuff like that. So keep in mind that we will have an episode when that comes out. Might be an emergency episode, who knows? But either March, usually they announce things on Tuesdays or Thursdays. So we're looking at probably March 10th or March 17th for those big announcements. Anyway, Dean Ayala, who is one of the game designers for Hearthstone, has announced that we're going to see 10 cards have their previous nerfs reverted, which I think is really interesting. The five of these cards are currently in Wild. Four of these cards are from the Year of the Raven and are rotating to Wild. One card is currently in the Year of the Dragon, and then the number may still change. So get your thinking caps on. Some cards are going to be reverting their nerfs, which I think is really interesting. So cards that were previously nerfed, like Savage Roar or Force of Nature or something like that, those cards would be unnerfed because at the time they were nerfed because of the meta and what cards were in the game. Now they don't feel as if they need to be nerfed still, and that it is less impactful to deal with that nerf. So I think that's really, really interesting. So, but yeah, get those predictions in, et cetera, for what you guys think will be nerfed. Anyway, guys, that is going to be it for me on this episode of This Week in Hearthstone. Hopefully, there will be more news coming out very, very soon and in the future or whatever. Hopefully, we won't take that long. Hopefully, there'll be some more news. But like I said, there should be some more news within the next, 2 to 3 weeks at least. So, yeah. Hopefully, that becomes a thing, and hopefully, that becomes a, reality very, very shortly. Anyway, guys, sorry once again for the short episodes, but as news trickles in, we'll definitely be covering it. But either way, guys, thanks for hanging out. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast for this week, and we will see you guys in episode 49. Take care.